Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, and welcome to another great edition, episode 27 of the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show on July 4th, 2023 AD. Happy birthday, America. I know you're out there celebrating tonight, having fun, grilling out with your friends and associates and family, kids maybe. Or their kids, whatever, what have you. Maybe your girlfriend du jour. Maybe the lady in your life. Having some fun. Well, this show never stops. We will go the distance. And July 4th is just another day here in the studio. We are celebrating too. Got the studio bar open. This is our fun show of the month. The first Tuesday of every month, never forget, is the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. Never miss it, or you'll regret it. Well, you can always go to our episodes on Blog Talk Radio to catch the latest podcast that we put out there, the latest show. And because these shows sometimes go into overtime past our two-hour live stream, if you want to catch the last part of the show in case we've got some last-minute callers, get the podcast, and you can hear for the comfort of your own home, 24/7, night and day. Gosh, our epic episode 27. The show was rogue, legendary, and infamous. As I told you before, gentlemen, you will not be happy in life until you are happy. And only you can make yourself happy in this life. Never, ever forget that. So we're going right through the course material of my hit book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. We're going to cover some old ground and chart some new ground, some new territory tonight. We're moving right through the course curriculum, because I am your professor and on sabbatical during the summer, but still in the game, right along with you in the trenches, toxic dating culture in America. Well, I have a lot to say about that tonight, so stay tuned. We welcome you all to our Space Age Bachelor Pad and our blog radio talk show. Our star date is July the 4th, as I said, 2023 AD. This show is very special. This show is growing by leaps and bounds. I've got a lot of you guys calling the show, and you're saying, you know, Von, I'm hooked. I now love this show almost more than your Thursday hard-hitting political show. Well, we thank you for that. This show is always a Von Wehhunt Show production. And again, if you're a sponsor out there in Radio Land, if you want to sponsor the Von Wehhunt Show, hit me up at vonwehhuntshow@gmail.com or call the show tonight. First-time callers get first in line after the monologue always. 563-999-3437, July 4th in America. Well, gentlemen, I would ask you, how are things going for you? Are you having a good time? Are you meeting some ladies? Are you going to some parties, for God's sake? Are you online? Doing the online dating thing like everybody else? Seems to be the way of the world, right? So what's going on out there, man? You guys have any luck? You have any ladies who want to score with you? Who wants to at least meet you at a Starbucks for a cup of coffee, for God's sake? Or those chicks sort of blow you off and move on to the next chump or chad in their life? Well, we'll cover it all tonight. Rest assured, we have a lot of topics to talk about. We have a new batch of listeners. You guys love to reach me on Gab and chat rooms and my email, some by telephone, but you should call the show. I'm encouraging you all to call the show. Talk to the host. We'll give you the floor. We'll let you speak your mind of what's going on out there. America, on this day of July 4th, another national holiday, which we have won. Never forget that most bachelors were the soldiers and the revolutionaries of the Revolutionary War in July 4th. It wasn't family men. It wasn't the guys that had three or four kids. So there were a few of them back in the day, but they've done studies on this. Most of your soldiers, most of your men were single bachelors because women in the colonies, much like today in some parts of America, were a scarce commodity. Don't forget, America was the new land. Men had to get on boats and cross the Atlantic Ocean, which was like going to the moon back in the 1600s, 1700s. Not many women came out. Our country was young, but there was a shortage of female ladies, shall we say. It's always been that way in America. You go to other countries, there's women just everywhere. In America, it seems like every woman's got a boyfriend or two boyfriends or a husband or two ex-husbands. There's not many single available women. And the ones that are single, are they whack jobs? Is she crazy? Is she just a tatted up whore, taking drugs? I go back to the revolution and the founding of the country, and I'll talk more about this on Thursday, because we've come a long way, baby. But it is very interesting. When I talk to guys, I go, how's your love life? How's it going? Forget about work. I don't hear about your work and your business. I hear about that all the time. Let's hear about, are you dating? Are you seeing somebody? Do you have any prospects? I tell you, lately, to be honest with you, from a lot of guys I speak to, well, that I interview for my future books and blogs, etc., it's not going so well out there. On July 4th, you would think this would be a major celebration of life and love and nation. There's a lot of life left in America. We're far from gone. But there's not as much love out there. There's not as much women out there, unless you're a gangbanger. Are you a thug? Are you a ghetto guy? They're getting some action. But if you're a middle America, if you're working in a cubicle, if you don't look like Brad Pitt, if you don't have $1 million, $2 million to wine and dine the princess at every whim, do you stand a chance in the ghettoization of America? It's a fair question. Do you stand a chance? I think you'll fare much better, some of you guys, if you get out of the big cities. Believe it or not, the big cities have got tons of competition. Guys with lots of money, Porsches and Ferraris. And I live in Phoenix, Scottsdale. This is like millionaire house tipping over here. It's like everywhere you go, there's a Porsche, a Mercedes, big Cadillac, all new cars, BMW, Jaguar, everywhere. We're like the Beverly Hills of Arizona, the Phoenix Scottsdale area. A lot of posh neighborhoods. You're competing with those guys. If you're making 50, 60, 70, 80 grand a year, which is all corporate America pays. If you're a staffer at any company, I know what they pay. They have a $30,000 differential for most jobs, 50 to 80 grand. If you're a new guy, you get 50 grand. If you've got some experience, they'll bring you in 75, 80, maybe 82 if you're lucky. 82.5 seems to be the newest number. Yeah. How can you compete with the guys that are in the gym every day, chiseling their abs or bod? They got what I call mailbox money from mom and dad. $1, $2 million just flies in the mailbox one day when the grandparents die or their parents die. I know guys out here in the Phoenix Scottsdale area that have literally inherited $2, $3 million. How do you compete with that? Well, you can't. The answer is, the short of it is, you can't. You can only work out so much, work in a 50, 60, stressful work week. So you got to think of some new things. And that's what this show is all about. Because while those guys are driving their Porsches and Ferraris, living large, as they should, we don't fault anybody for living large. Because I've always told you the best revenge in this life is living well. You can take that phrase to the bank. I will repeat, the best revenge of our effed up society is living well. Don't try to fix it. It's far, far from gone. America is, there's still pockets where it's awesome. And there's pockets where it's not so awesome. I always say some guys luck out and women just fall in their lap. And they're not God's gift to women. You look at these guys, you go, how did he get her when you're looking at a bar? Last night I'm having chips and a beer late at night. A neighborhood bar, I'm looking around going, look at this. Unbelievable. But that's America. If you don't luck out here, you need to go to greener pastures. And we'll get into all that tonight in detail. As the courses are varied and many. My book has got many micro chapters. It's a hit book. And now it's time to bring you all in to our radio fraternity house. Have you raised your right hand in allegiance and dedication to the Von Wehen Show and recite the Animal House Fraternity Pledge?
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Sergeant at arms. Do your duty.
Now on your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. Now on your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
We now consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yes, you're all formally inducted. Get your shot glass ready. Pour a cocktail. Put your red velvet robe on, as I am wearing tonight. My slippers are on. I'm going to do the show for the studio. Then I'm going to go up on the roof of the deck that I built here in the compound and look at the fireworks tonight. Then after that, we'll do some more activities here in the studio, prep for Thursday's show, et cetera. But we're glad all you guys are here tonight. Well, have you heard of Passport Bros? If you haven't, you now have. MGTOW, men going their own way. Men are leaving this country in droves. The women are terrible. The women don't want to date them anymore or even bang them. Expat travel to Mexico is booming. And by the way, I did some research on Mexico. Did you know there's no COVID shot required to get into Mexico as of June 2022, a year ago? The last year, Mexico has seen about 1.96 million, almost 2 million Americanos go down there and work remotely, vacation, or visit. And that's only who's registered with the Mexican government. The number's probably three times that amount. It's amazing. You got to be careful in any foreign country. I have traveled outside the United States, been to Europe, been to Mexico many times. I've been in the Caribbean. And I'll tell you, you got to watch your back. You got to be street smart. Got to be tough. But what I'm hearing from Mexico, now they don't always like the gringos coming down, but it's sounding really good to me if you know where you're going. There's some rich Rico areas around Mexico City, other cities and towns on each coast. You got Cancun, you got Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, tons of chicks. It's like 1985 all over you, if you know what I mean. Money for nothing, and your chicks for free. Remember that song by Dire Straits? Yeah, you know the one. Go down there, smoke some cigars, have some street tacos or a nice meal in a Mexican deli or something. Get a girlfriend, have a few shots, go walk around, feel like a real man. Unlike America, which right now has got a woke military, our media wants to dumb you down. They want to dumb you guys down. Don't fall for it. Our media is all a bunch of fake news. The government lies every day to you, and so does our mass media. You want to seek out alternative media like me, other shows, and you want to really look at your life and go, at some point by age 30, 35, I'd say 40 the latest, take stock in yourself and say to yourself, am I making it here? Am I doing okay? Do I have I secured lodging? Do I have a decent place to live? Do I have a girlfriend or maybe a wife or fiance? Whatever. Whatever floats your boat, man. But this show is about the bachelor lifestyle. Many of you guys that listen will get married, and that's only normal. It's okay. But a lot of you guys are not going to find the love of your life here. You might find the love of your life in a foreign country. You might find her in Asia. You might find her in Mexico or South America. Maybe even in Europe. Europa. Eastern Europe is where I'd go. Yeah, Western Europe's being invaded. It's all over the news. Don't go to France. Crazy, right? Expat travel's on the rise. You have more, especially if you're a middle-aged man. If you're a middle-aged man, let's be honest. So the women give you the looks they used to give you? Women in America are funny. They all say they want money. They want a guy that looks like Brad Pitt. They want him tall, dark, and handsome. He must be 6'2", they say, and have $10 million. You know, I turn the tables on her. I look at her and I go, well, what are you bringing to the table, honey? Well, she hem-haws around, squawking like a mother hen. Seriously, what do you bring to the table other than your ass and batting your eyelashes at every guy you meet? Do you bring an income? No. Are you going to work with your future boyfriend or husband or work against him? Whatever girl you meet, guys, I tell you very, very clearly here on this show, you want to meet a happy girl. You want to hook up with that healthy girl. You don't want a girl who's always going to the doctor. You don't want to be the male nurse. You don't want to take care of her for 30 years. You want a girl who's healthy, at least for the next 20 years, if you're serious about somebody. Okay? And you also want a girl, preferably, that can work, that's got two nickels to rub together. Can she work? Can she do anything other than a sexual position, which is great, but can she do anything else? You got to be thinking about these things. There's bills in life. There's reality. There's things you got to think about and be very careful in the love department, guys. Spread your seed over a wide array of land as the good Lord intended it to be. Don't fall for the first chick you meet. Trust me.
I would like to introduce you to the lifestyle.
The ladies.
Lifestyle.
The legend. The lifestyle. Now, the most famous bachelor in the galaxy must make the toughest decision of his life. The Bachelor Party.
When you hit LAX, you know who to call.
When your lifestyle's a fantasy, how do you deal with reality? It's a wonderful lifestyle.
Love that. Yeah, when you get out there, you got to be thinking about everything in life. To get married or not is the big question in American society. I wouldn't advise it. I don't recommend it. Unless, like I say in my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, unless she's the love of your life, can't live without her, you want children, because kids need a mommy and a daddy. Other than that, you don't have to get married. If she loves you, she'll stick around. But women do have this thing about the ring and commitment. At some point, they go nuts over that. It's built in. You'll figure out, and you can analyze women for decades. It's baked into their DNA. There's something about a little shiny ring on their finger which makes them just feel oh so good. I'm telling you, it's baked into their DNA. You have to accept it. Don't struggle with it. Just accept it. If you're serious about her and if she's going to leave, you may need to go that direction. But again, I don't recommend any big commitments to women, especially American women. Many of them right now are tainted. There's some great gals that are out there. There are. And we love them for that. But they're few and far between. The average chick you meet is into all kinds of strange guys. And the guys they pick from the ghetto, they aren't even a handsome guy. They pick the worst of the litter. And then they wonder why they got problems. Women are, they can't pick guys for nothing. They don't want to listen to daddy or this show or big brother. They just do their own thing. They end up with a black eye, beaten up. Terrible, but it happens. Crazy out there. I went to dinner earlier tonight. And you look around the restaurant, right? You ever see the middle-aged guys with the hag-looking wives? Seriously. It's really a joke. It's serious. And everyone's quiet. No one's talking. There's no life at the table. No one's telling each other about their day. Or you see the young guy who's very anxious with the so-so-looking gal pal or girlfriend. What the hell happened, America, on July the 4th? What happened to you? Where's all the cool chicks? Where'd they go? Well, they are not around. And we'll talk more about that on Thursday's show, the how and why of all that. But this show is our fun show, sort of skims the surface. We'll play some good music tonight, have some humor. Because I'm looking around this restaurant, I'm going, this is what they want, society wants you guys to settle, keyword, settle for the ugly-looking hags that you know are on the fringe of your life. They want you to settle for that. Buy a home in the suburbs, shut up, pay your taxes, be quiet, and work 50 years for Uncle Sam. So Uncle Sam can then take your kids, send them off to foreign wars, put them in the meat grinder, they come back in a body bag, everyone's happy, right? Of course not. That's not what you want. But it seems to be what a lot of people do. Most people don't think beyond the end of their nose. But I'm looking around these tables and I'm going, boy, there's some sad sacks in here. This is your typical steakhouse. But, you know, a lot of guys, I just shake my head and I go, I don't know what you saw in her, but a lot of you guys, I think, are desperate. And this show is here to save you from your desperation. Here's an old saying that women commiserate in public when they have issues or problems. You always see women, they will group together like a bunch of hens, and they'll talk things out. Men suffer in silence. Men don't commiserate as much. We should do more of that. And that's why I invented this show. You can talk on this show. You can commiserate. You can talk about what's on your mind. As men, as made men in the radio galaxy. We're made men in the radio mafia. We're street guys. We're wise guys. It's a good thing. Capisce? My German-Italian blood flowing. I'm telling you the truth. I look around, I just go, wow. Well, our society will push out guys that don't want to settle for hags. And if they can't get a younger wife or girlfriend, and if you're not making, or if you don't have $1-3 million, you're pushed out of the country, literally, or you'll be in a van down by the river alone. Our society demands that you pick somebody, and if you don't find somebody in due time, what's left, the leftovers, is what they expect you to pick. And you don't want that. Because you want a better life, right? You want to, if you're going to have a relationship, you want a prettier girl on your arm. You want somebody nicer. Somebody who's going to be nicer to you. Not a bitch or a hag. You don't want some chick yelling at you 24/7. What man wants that, right? So my point to you is, if you're middle age, and we have a lot of listeners who are young and a lot in the middle, even the young guys, start thinking about expat travel. Be a passport pro. Get your passport. Do your paperwork. It takes about 3 to 6 months. And start thinking, start researching other parts of the world that you're interested in. I guarantee you, it'll be the adventure of a life. Because life in America is great. We want America to be better, much better than what it is now. But let's face it. So America is a safe place for the most part. We are not Ukraine, thank God. We have clean water and clean air for the most part. But in our female category, the women over here are so Americanized, even the foreign ones, and they're so picky about what they want. Picky, picky, picky. Like busy, busy little bees. Oh, he's got to be this, and he's got to be that. A lot of you guys are making 50, 60, 70, 80 grand a year. And so you want to find a decent woman, you're flexible, but you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and settle for a 2 when you should have a 6.5 or a 7 or maybe even an 8 or a 9 maybe. Or God forbid, maybe even a 10. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. A lot of you guys are pushed out of American society, and you want to view it not as a negative, but as a grand positive. Remember, men go where they're wanted. Men go where they want to go. And our society hasn't figured that out yet. That's why you see these media stories, passport bros, MGTOW. Oh, my God. What's happening? You mean we're losing our captive audience of men? Freaks them out. It freaks them out when you leave the country. And I love it. American men, on July 4th, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to leave the country more often. seek women outside these borders. If you have them here, great. You have a wonderful life. May you live forever. But if you don't, start looking elsewhere, because you're only getting older. You're not getting younger and more buffer. And you want to be thinking outside the box. They try to push you and cubbyhole you. We all know corporate America, they fire every white guy they can. They put in a minority or a woman. In your spot, time and time again, happens all the time. And you're bitter. And you have a right to be. Let's face facts. In America today, a white middle-aged male is not the flavor du jour. Look at the media, TV, film, commercials. Let's face facts. So they push you out. You might find your paradise overseas. You might find your Shangri-La somewhere else. Don't settle for things that you don't have to settle for. Just say no. As they said in the 80s, just don't do it. Go where you want to go. Do what you want to do on your schedule. And to hell with the media. And to hell with society. Because if you're basing your actions on society, society's fucked up. You heard me. It's effed up royally. Why are you letting them dictate to you, in your mind, what you should or should not do? Don't fall for it. Well, we're glad you're all here tonight. We have a big show on July 4th. Well, the American people are grilling out. Got some fireworks going. We're doing a radio show. And we're going to have a great time tonight. So hang on tight and watch out for those ambushers. They're everywhere out there. The blondes, the brunettes, and the redheads. We love them all. Long time.
This is Dean Martin, alias Matt Helm, asking you to help me stamp out spies, or at least muss them up a little. In our new picture, The Ambushers, I got my hands full with Matahara's like Santa Burger.
Skull.
Sure, Skull's got ice in it.
Janice Rule, and those ever-loving sleigh girls.
Oh, shoot.
They get you when you're high. They get you when you're low. They get you when you're standing still, or else when you're on the go.
too much for one mad hound, so how about pitching in a little, huh? There's enough action for everybody, so bring your friends and we'll make them honorary ambushers. They're the ambushers.
They're the ambushers.
So let's start the show as we are always on the lookout for the lovely lady female ambushers based on the Dean Martin Matt Helm retro spy movie in 1967, which made the ambushers and the gorgeous Slay Girls world famous. Whether she is blonde, brunette, or a redhead, it's all good to us in the Bachelor's Den. Gosh, that's great. I have all the Dean Martin movies. Love them all. Love that retro stuff from back in the day. We were talking earlier in the show, in the monologue, about expat travel and restaurants. And I told you before, I really go on every show, but you need to really get this in your mind. Your typical Mexican will tell you this phrase, Señor Vine, Señor Vine. No money, señor, no honey. No money, no honey. That's a phrase down in Mexico and most Hispanic countries, where the men will wink and nod. In other words, you don't have any money? It's international, guys. Women aren't going to hang out with you. Are you talking to women overseas? Are you online? Talk to them for hours and hours. Does she live 10,000 miles away from you? Are you ever going to meet her? I've got a few friends that are talking to girls in China, Thailand, Indonesia. Hell, 10,000 miles away. Do you think she'll ever, seriously, come to America? Do you think you will ever connect with them? I don't think so, guys. Women are cheap as hell. Now, if you're paying for her airfare, she might come over. You might get, but again, that's $2,000. You got to be a millionaire to play that game, to bring women over, to fly them over. I know guys that do that. They got lots of money, and they don't care, and they cheat on their taxes, and they say they were bringing over a business client to talk about a new widget. You know, and that goes on all the time, but most of these girls aren't going to buy a ticket to see you. They'll tell you they're in love with you online. They will tell you whatever you want to hear. They want you to send them money in the interim period. Expat travel. You young bachelors, think about it. The expat future may be in the cards for you, young American bachelor. The concept of two as a couple, are you kidding me? In this high-cost, inflationary, Biden environment, table for two, dinner for two. Don't forget, you are always paying for two people the rest of your life. And that girl that you're with, unless you're the love of your life, don't forget, she needs three meals a day, plus snacks, plus drinks, plus tips. Because she's not going to stay at home and drink from your bar. They want to go out because women like to be entertained. And going out to bars and restaurants is entertainment. You can see other people. She can wear her latest outfit. She can snark at the other ladies. If you drive up in a better car, she's wearing more jewelry. They love that. Can't blame her. She's only going to be young once, and she knows it. There's an old saying, it's kind of crass, but sometimes the crassier statements are the most true. Men age like fine wine. Women age like sour milk. I'll say it again. Men age like fine wine, and women age, you will notice over time, like sour milk. You ever see the guys beaten down? I did tonight. He's sitting down. His wife is there from 30, 40 years. Or maybe you're at church something, and they always will announce, well, we have a couple here that's been married for 50 years. Stand up, Vern and Marge. And the whole congregation will clap, you know. I just go, wow, that guy won the marathon. I always say, better him than me. Somebody looks at me and they go, I can't believe you said that. I said, well, I'm happy for him. Look, it's whatever floats your boat. If you want to stay with a woman for 50 years, boy, I will tell you, on the altar of God, she better be your soulmate. She better be your best friend. And they're out there. And if you meet one, then you can be Vernon March. No problem. But for the rest of us, I don't know. See, I don't think she's out there. A lot of guys don't think she's out there. Women have changed a lot, too. Whole world's going through a period of transition right now. As the British say, a period of transition. We don't quite know what's happening, but we know things are changing, and we don't quite know how to deal with it. God will have our high tea, crumpets, and we'll figure it out later. Jump, ciao, and cheers. We'll talk to you later. Well, in the past show, we also talked about the female ultimatum. Now, guys, I tell you this on every show. Gents, we do not negotiate with terrorists. This is America's national policy on July 4th. And it's your national policy and your female policy dating women. They give you an ultimatum, a gun to your head, walk away. Don't negotiate with terrorists. When she cools down, reapproach her and talk about it. As James Bond used to say, pussy, pussy galore. And pussy galore is overseas right now, gents. Not in America so much as it used to be. Things have really changed here. I think COVID really spooked people. I think COVID really did a number, a psychological number on this country. It just seems that people are really, women are spooked. They're acting out of character. They're acting bizarre. And it's only getting worse. It's not getting better. And as these things go on and on, they get in our lexicon. It's amazing what's, you know, what's going on. I just think women are just strange. They're getting stranger by the day. They're not their usual selves. COVID and the government wanted to scare half the country to death, and they succeeded. And when women are scared, they don't want to date you or put out for you. Never forget that. I am blunt on this show. If this show offends your delicate ears, please turn the dial now. We don't need you. This is for men. It's our bachelor's den. So real men talk. Take it.
Ever try to stuff a wild bikini? First take a pinch of 36, 22, 36.
Ouch!
Kind of got carried away there. Fold together equal portions of blondes, redheads, and brunettes. Mm-hmm. That's how to stuff a wild bikini. Don't miss How to Stuff a Wild Bikini, starring Annette Funicello, Dwayne Hickman, and special guest star Mickey Rooney in Color in Panavision. How to Stuff a Wild Bikini is also stuffed with thrills and spills of the greatest motorcycle race ever from American International Pictures.
Man.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Remember the movie Scarface starring Al Pacino? I love it when he looks up in the sky and he sees that big Goodyear blimp broadcasting the slogan, "The world is yours." And it is, my friends. It is. Well, let's try to reach a few bachelors on the make here in town. We'll first try to reach Dags the Destroyer. And we'll try to reach him here and see if he is answering his phone tonight. So bear with me. Let's try to reach him. See what happens. Okay, let's try him again. We'll try to reach him again here. Okay, let's try to reach Tampa Bill, if we can. If he answers, sir. No answer here. Okay, we'll try to reach let's try to reach Dags one last time here and see if he's going to answer. There we go. Okay, let's try to reach Matador here. See if this one goes through. He's probably out with his family there in the East Valley of Arizona doing the fireworks thing. We'll try to get into his day here and see what we can find. I don't think he's answering either. We're trying tonight, reach a few of these guys. Well, they're probably out with the family doing their own thing. One of those things, those things happen. Well, get a cocktail, guys. Relax. We shall return after these brief messages.
Hold everything, folks. We're going to give you some pointers. Real lowdown on some basic facts of married life. A guide for the married man.
Boy, oh boy.
Now you see, Walter Matthau is married to Inger Stevens, but he develops a roving eye. The guy's got to be off his rocker to rove in a dish like this. So he goes to Robert Morse, Ph.D., doctor of philandering, for some lessons.
Do all married guys do it, Ed?
Not all of them give in to it, only about 43%, which I think is about to go up to 44.
And would you believe, all of these technical advisors give the do's and don'ts for the married man with an urge to stray. Lucille Ball, Jack Benny, Polly Bergen, Joey Bishop, Sid Caesar, Art Conn, Wally Cox, Jay Mansfield, Al March, Louis Nye, Carl Reiner, Bill Silvers, Terry Thomas, and Ben Blue. Girls, don't let your favorite fellow see this film alone.
He'd never get away with it, would he?
What was Sid Caesar's plan of action? How does Joey Bishop talk his way out of this? What did Art Carney just put over on Lucille Ball? How does a movie star steal a night out? How does Jack Benny operate?
Say, honey, what do you think we could get for this from a secondhand shop?
You can't top Phil Silver's instant alibi.
Joey, were you wearing what?
What kind of a girl do you think I am? Of course I was.
God, love that. We'll get American Scotch on here in a moment. Now, last week we also talked about go where you are wanted, expat travel versus staying in the USA. Guys, get that passport ready. Be a passport bro. I've heard great things about Mexico, the Hispanic countries, South America. Now, I'll tell you the common thread. The Hispanic countries are where American white males especially can really thrive. It's not America. Over there, you're the novelty. You're the hot commodity. You're the one all the women want to be with. If you're not making it over here, that's all. You got to consider other options. Think outside the box. Asia is good, but it's really far away. Why I prefer the Hispanic countries in America's backyard. You've got one life to live, so I say live it well. And the well-lived life is the best revenge. And with that, let's get to American Scotch. American Scotch, welcome to the show tonight. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, Vaughn. It's a cool coincidence you got your bachelor party on for the birthday of the nation. So I was happy to see you were going to be broadcasting. It's a nice deal.
I would not miss it for the chance in the world. We're talking about July 4th, of course, and America's birthday and the status of men in the country, the war on men. I talked earlier in the monologue about how most of the revolutionaries were bachelors. They weren't the family guys. Well, nothing wrong with that, but a fact's a fact. Most of our revolutionaries who fought against the British Crown were bachelors, rogue guys, and the women in the colonies were scarce. There weren't that many of them to go around. So a lot of guys, you know, they married whatever, Indian woman, squaw. I mean, until things picked up, right? So much hasn't changed today in 2023. We almost have a female shortage in some parts of America because I keep telling, like you and I talked about, Scotch, we're bringing in millions and millions more men, flooding our cities with more military-age men, not women, men. Now, if I was president, I would bring in millions and millions of women into America from Europe, the Hispanic countries. How about Ukraine and even Asia? To make the American man happy. But this country isn't about making the American man happy, is it? It's all about flooding us with more guys that are going to try to rip us off, get into fights with us, steal stuff from your property. What are your thoughts about that, man?
Well, they're definitely afraid of the American man, and what you just said is exactly proof of it right there. There should be, if this was a true statistical proof of quote-unquote refugees, you'd see all ages, you'd see all sorts of demographical backgrounds and races and racial backgrounds, and you'd see both sexes roughly represented equally, and that is not the case. Now that, you know, there's all sorts of ways to look at this and, you know, second guess it. Are we watching, you know, is this kind of a setup? Is this really going the way France is? Part of me is kind of worried about it, but the other part of me is really not, because, you know, the French, they don't have the weaponry. And, you know, even that isn't stopping them now from organizing. You've got nationalist groups, young men, fed up. And I told this to the guys in the chat the other day. I said, you know, a lot of people make fun of France. They make fun of the French. They're pussies. They surrender all the time, all the yucking it up that we do about having to come in and rescue the French. But make no mistake about it. Young French men and native Frenchmen are fed up with what's been going on. They hate it. And they are a fierce group of people when pushed. As a matter of fact, I said it the other day, I would actually put more stock and faith into the fighting spirit of the young Frenchmen than I do even the young German men, because Germany has been even more screwed up in many ways deliberately by these Zog captive, slave owners. They are definitely afraid of Germany, and they have really, you know, made that country extremely faggy. It is very avant-garde in Germany to be a bisexual male. It's just the way it is. And it blew me away when I heard that. But this is coming from people that were stationed in the Army in Stuttgart and other places, Ramstein Air Force Base and all that. I mean, guys in the Army and in the Air Force. And they said, when you're out partying, German men are really, really lighting the loafers, man. And I was like, really? And they go, oh, yeah. And it's not as bad as Turkey. Like, the Turks take the cake. They're the absolute biggest homos on the planet. You got to get the hell out of Dodge if you're in a party with a bunch of Turks, because they're going to start screwing you and everybody else, screwing their buddies. They don't even look at women. They're crazy as shit. But, you know, what's going on with this migrant invasion? You're absolutely right. And watching how young Americans especially, it's not our age group, but it's the millennials. A lot of these young guys are conditioned to believe now that it's just perfectly okay for a woman to sleep around as much as you do as a guy. And they're really okay with it now. They don't see a problem with it. They've been conditioned into thinking about this. They call it polyamory. I'm in a polyamorous relationship.
Yes.
You see it on Tinder all the time. You see that?
Yeah. I see it.
You see it on Plenty of Fish. You see it on OkCupid. You know, you see it on Tinder, the rest of these dating apps. I mean, there's so many of them, I don't even know them anymore. But it's just filthy. It's disgusting. It's nauseating. I'm not going to, you know, pull any punches. It's not ever going to work out, because we've talked about this before, that it's called pair bonding. When a woman is with a man, it's an instinctive process most of the time that she's going to get attracted to him more and more the more she's with him and more intimate with him. It's just the way it is. That's just their nature. It's the way their DNA is designed, and that's just their instinctual nature coming out. But when they start shutting those instincts down and sleeping with scores of men, they just think that, well, one day when I'm 30, I'm just going to hang up the stripper shoes and the hoe shoes, and I'm going to settle down. I got news for you. You're not. You're going to think you are, but your body and your mind are incapable of actually settling down. And I'm speaking to the women out there that are believing these lies, because this is all feminist bullshit lies. They have ruined both sexes in Western countries. And the United States is an absolute disaster zone. Disaster zone. I worked in strip clubs for scores of years, man. I was working in strip clubs in the late 90s and watching the evolution, or devolution, if you will, of women just in 10 or 15 years from like 99 till about 2013, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the percentages of girls that would not only dance on the pole, which was pretty risque in 1990 and 93, but by 99, it was no big deal. By 2009, everybody was doing it. By 13 and 14 and 2015, that's when the back pages popped up. That's when the Craigslist personal ads popped up. That's when OnlyFans came along. This is prostitution. Straight on. It's prostitution. And a lot of young guys are just cool with accepting it. They think it's a fact of life and it's normal. And I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to tell you right now, I think OnlyFans' days are really numbered. I do not think that that will be legal for much longer. I was right about Backpage getting shut down, and it was. So, you know, we're going, like you said, we are going through transitions in this country that it's hard to almost wrap your head around it, Vaughn. I mean, you and I are coming from the same generation, and I just can't believe the changes before our very eyes, you know, month in, month out, year in, year out. It's amazing. It really is.
It is, man. And that's a great spiel you had there, man. Yeah, I mean, this country is in a serious state of transition, everything. It's like it's in slow-mo controlled demolition. While that's going on, we have a lot of things in the ether, so to speak, or in the water, whatever phrase suits you best. I hear reports every week of white men getting booted out of corporate America. And I said that I'm pretty blatant, as you know, and you are too. We're very direct. And I tell guys, if you're middle-aged and you're no longer that, you know, that cute 21-year-old jock or that 25-year-old, you know, out-of-college stud, you're kind of past those. And you're no longer the 30-year-old, you know, guy on the town that every girl wants to marry. You get to 40, 45. Things start to change. You're 35, you're late 30s especially. I have guys who are 35, 36 email me, and they go, man, what the hell happened? I go, 35 is the first cutoff. And what I've told them is, and I don't want to get your thoughts about it. I said, if you haven't hooked up with a lady by now, and you'll know, I've always said, my dad said it best, when you're young, women are like a big funnel. You meet them at the grocery store. You meet them on a college campus, on a high school campus. You bump into them everywhere because you're all in that big part of the funnel. As you go through life, it gets narrower and narrower and narrower, right? Where the stats are, for you to find your soulmate by age 40 or 50 is like being hit by lightning, literally.
Oh, God.
That's why I tell guys, I go, if you see her, If you happen to bump into her in the big part of the funnel, there isn't 10 clones of her, baby. Maybe one or two hits. And I think God's got a sense of humor. He goes, I gave you a couple of chances. These girls weren't good enough for you, so F you and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Move on.
Yep.
And then that's what society says. It says to the guys to move on. And if you don't find it, our country – as you know, will push men out of America. If you don't move out, or at least temporarily go to, you know, Mexico or South America or Asia or Europe, whatever, and then come back and work and enjoy your home. My point is you're going to have a miserable life because what they want you to settle with are all the leftover hags that you don't want.
Yep.
What's your thoughts about that?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys are probably listening to us talk about this. And, you know, if they're in their teens or their early 20s, you know, they're usually blowing it off because, you know, you're going to live forever at that age. Believe me, I was there. I understand it. I understand the thinking. You never think that far ahead because just things are too great for the right now. Even in this day and age, I can't even imagine how easy it must be to score with a lot of these girls the way they've been so hypersexualized. With porn everywhere, and I mean, girls are watching porn as much as guys are nowadays. Don't ever kid yourself. And I know
you know
that, but a lot of guys are like, oh, no, it's just us. No, it's not. It's a lot of girls are as addicted to porn now as men are. And that is a bad thing, too, because they've got all sorts of expectations and, you know, senses of reality that everyone's going to be 12, 13 inches around. You're going to be 15 inches long. You're going to be like these mandingos that they're watching on porn. And all of a sudden they settle down with, you know, a very good man and, you know, you're still sporting some good size and whatever. And it's just that they're disappointed. They're never happy. Okay. Never.
That's
they're already
right.
Never happy most of the time. That's the truth. That's the truth. But most guys don't understand this or hear this enough. I got words for you guys. Understand something. If you've got sisters, you'll understand this. If you're a guy in a home with nothing but brothers or an only child, you've got some learning to do. But let me tell you, women are never happy. You can't really make them happy, and it's a struggle to always keep them from monkey branching up and away from you. They're always looking to do it, no matter what. It's just in their DNA. They
God, that's so true.
Shows, they watch these shows like The Bachelor. They watch these stupid sitcoms, and, well, why don't you love me like the guy with the Maserati? Why are you driving a GMC Denali? That's not good enough. I deserve more than just a BMW. Dude, I'm telling you, I lived it. I've been all through it. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things that what you just said is very true. Women age like spoiled milk, man. And even though
yes.
we change in our 30s, and you're absolutely right about that. 35 was the first year when I was in the gym. I noticed, boom, I crossed a line. Like, oh, shit, what happened here?
Yep, you cross a line.
I was still kicking ass in a lot of things, but I noticed it was about a 5% drop down that 1 year. Every year after
yep.
that was like another 2 to 3%. Then I hit 40.
And the
boom,
women treat you differently, right? Didn't
yes,
the young chicks start to look at
yep.
you differently, calling you
yep.
sir more
they
often?
Do.
Now, girls
yep.
have a daddy complex, but you don't want them to respect
yep.
you to the point where they don't want to bang you. But they start looking at you
well,
as just differently,
yep.
right?
They do. They do, and you know what? A lot of the time I've noticed it's almost in your favor if you can take good care of yourself, because they'll start looking at you like they're tired of boys, they want a man. Now, whether or not you're responsible with your money and you got it going on and you're really great with women just overall, that depends. But if they look at you and you got a little gray in your hair, I noticed I got a lot more action in my 30s and 40s than I did when I was in my 20s. And I didn't do bad in my 20s.
Yeah.
But it's just the way they have that look. But I'm telling you, the panic. And I posted some videos. I linked you to all of them tonight. It's those channels that I like on YouTube.
Good.
These girls, bro, I'm telling you, they're hitting the panic button, and it's crowds of them. Like you said, COVID changed everything. Everything's gotten very serious. A lot of men have been used to now being alone, and it's really
mm-hmm.
scared women, because now they don't have, you know, they don't go down to the local bar, the local, you know, disco. They don't have the guys just hoarding them anymore. A lot of people are staying indoors still. They've kind of gotten broken from the constant nightlife, you know, treadmill. And
mm-hmm.
men have become kind of self-sufficient. It's been a very good thing for a lot of men. It really has. But the women are noticing, like, oh, shit, it's different now. I'm not having the action I had in 2019 or 2018. What the fuck am I going to do? And you can see it. I see it in the gym every day, brother. I tell you every
mm-hmm.
day. I get more girls looking at me now, and I'm not even in good shape right now. I mean, if I were to, you know, completely
right.
dial it in, it'd be stupid. But I notice these girls are just like, God, please. I can tell by the look in their face, just ask me out one time, I'll say yes. I can see it. I know exactly what the look is. And I'm in the gym. I don't
right.
want to screw around with that. I'm just all business. I don't want to mess around with a girl in the gym anyway because of the drama that ultimately is unavoidable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But these
right,
guys,
exactly.
Once they hit, if they're a hard partying girl, I noticed this in Vegas, at 27 is their last good year, maybe.
That's right.
If they're a heavy drinker,
that's right.
If they're smoking, 27 is the last year that they've got fumes of beauty. After that, by the time they're 32, 35, I'm telling you what, they're a total dumpster fire. Absolute dumpster fire.
I love it. It's so true.
Oh,
and then they get that
it's
little
so
party
sad.
Belly, that little belly of lots of room service, and they stop
yep.
doing anything, and they lounge around, and they get that little Buddha
yep.
belly thing going
yeah,
on,
little
that little
drinker,
flap
yes,
in the front.
That little drink.
And it only grows.
Like a kangaroo.
And then they have,
yeah.
they always quit their job. They quit their job, and they go, I have a thyroid problem. I have some medical
yep.
issues. And they always want to go on family leave wherever they work and they get a check for doing nothing. They work the system.
Well,
those girls work the
yep.
system. At the same time, they're talking to 5 or 10 guys, trying to figure out who's got the biggest billfold for them, and who's going to give them some money tonight,
that's
or
it.
Pay some bills.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
You know,
well, and like you said, you know, I call it the drinker's pouch, but it's from bad eating too.
Mm-hmm.
It's always from not enough exercise because they get lazy.
Right.
But you know, when they start getting depressed and they see these changes in the mirror, very few of them have got the grit to really turn it on in the gym and go twice a day, 6 days a week, and just live that life the rest of their lives. Because you're not going to be able to get off that fitness train ever again. You got to live it like
right.
no tomorrow. They start drinking wine more. They start eating brownies with the girlfriends at the wine bar more.
Yep.
It's worse and worse and worse. And pretty soon, you've got a beluga whale on your hands. And that's the goddamn truth. And I hate to say it. I hate to be so negative
it's
on this
true.
Show, but I'll tell you what, man. It's coming at guys from all directions, and you got to be careful out there, brothers. You got to be careful because I'll tell you what, 80% of these good-looking girls, they're jabbed up, man. They're jabbed. They've got the shot. They may be shedding
that's
that
right.
protein shed. You're going to potentially get infected yourself if you were strong enough to not do it. They've got AIDS. I mean, this has been factually documented now. I'm not even talking just total gang of shit here. They've got AIDS.
That's right.
I mean, how many men 5 years ago, if you knowingly could see, like you put on the They Live glasses like, you know, Roddy Piper did, and you could see
right.
the girls in the club and the bar that had AIDS, how great would that have been? Like, okay, she's got herpes, she's got chlamydia, she's got AIDS.
Right.
Clear, clear of that.
Wouldn't you love
that? That one. Yeah, but now literally you put those glasses on and you're talking 8 or 9 out of 10 girls are going to be that
Gosh.
Out of whack health-wise. That's terrifying.
It It is, brother. I just love some of your – I wrote down some of your slogans here in the chat room. American Scotch, I write on fire, and I like your phrase, which is true, which you and I have both talked about. Women are never happy. And in America, they are programmed to be never happy, guys. And I love your phrase, Scotch. Women are monkey branching up the tree, always trying to find a BBD, a bigger, better deal, guys. In the 80s, there was a book called BBD, Bigger, Better Deal. And I read it.
Yep.
And it was all about guys talking smack to chicks. And whatever this guy promised you, you doubled it. Oh, we have a bigger party. We're a bigger frat house. We have a better band. We have better drinks, premium drinks. And you just up it, up it, up it, up it to get the girls over at your place. And it works because women, they know, are motivated by money and wealth. And the guys with the money and the wealth can get that. And as I said earlier, a lot of you guys are not built like Brad Pitt. You don't have abs of steel. Let's face it. It's okay. Women, though, are they do love a big, fat wallet, right? But a lot of guys are pushed out of the country. And I agree with you, Scotch. It's a good thing. COVID, in a way, changed a lot of behaviors. And men are now more comfortable in their skin. And they're starting to look elsewhere. And they've had a lot of time to look at YouTube and hear radio shows like this and look at Gab. And look at all these things, these weird TikTok videos, et cetera, and read books and just say, man, I've been sold a bunch of frickin' lies. And I'm going to go and do what I want to do and do things for me and stop living for a woman. And that's what I've been telling you guys. Yep. Live for yourself. If you find a girl along your journey, great, grab her. If you don't worry about it. Many fish in the sea, you know? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I totally agree with you, man. And that's the thing is that, you know, the young millennials, I think that they're a lot more with it than a lot of older guys like us can give them credit for. I mean, they've been on the online world.
Oh, we're young guys. Come on. We are young guys here. Young at heart.
Yeah, well, we're young at heart, that's for sure. But they've figured out a lot of things. And a lot of these valuable YouTube channels that I share – as much as I can, especially about this specific subject, women going nuts, women acting a fool, men just they're educating guys worldwide. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen because women really have got the tables turned on them now because guys have got other brothers that are really got a voice now, and they're teaching them, look at this, look at – and these women are playing right into it, Vaughn. I mean, my God, they're dumb enough to put their personal problems – on a TikTok video daily, weekly, all the time. They're just idiots. They're like, I don't understand why I can't find a guy. Well, 90% of it's because you keep blowing your shit out on TikTok. No guy wants that.
And we play it over and over and over again. Here is exhibit number one, gentlemen. Here's exhibit number two in the court of law.
Exactly.
Yes.
And just as a closing thought, because you talk about this, and you're one of the few guys, and hats off to you, that you're encouraging guys to open up your horizons. Don't just consider Davenport, Iowa, Las Vegas, Nevada, Phoenix, Arizona, wherever you're from or whatever state you're in, as the only place to find a girl. Number one country to find women in this world, according to Ranker.com, no surprise, Russia. Russia, number one. Mm-hmm. I've got two friends that got Russian brides. One was from Belarus, which is basically just a junior Ukraine, another enclave
right.
of former USSR. And he's happy as can be. He could never have found a girl that was that morally based had he tried to
right.
find it in his hometown of Las Vegas. It was never going to happen. Never.
Never.
And just as a side note, since he's been married to her for the last 8 years, she's gotten worse because she's been in the United States. And her
she's Americanized. I was
going to
ask you about that. How's her Americanization going? Because that's a negative for foreign women. They get Americanized in 3 to 5 years, if not sooner.
Yep, it's very bad. And I'll be honest, I think they're going to end up in divorce court probably before 2027.
Yep. But he had a good run. And that's what, and see,
he had a good run.
I mean, had he not found her, that's eight years of him probably going, you know, having some one-night stands. But he had, let's say he had 7 out of 8 years that were awesome. That's 7 years of your adult life, which were great. It's worth
great.
It's and, worth it. In his case,
and
yeah.
And if he tried marrying an American girl,
oh.
it may have lasted, what, 6 months? 6 months?
6 months
I got
to 2 years. The and in fact, most guys
months.
Don't know this, but you know, Scotch, 70% of all divorces in America are brought by the woman. 70%,
exactly
guys.
Right.
It's you
exactly
are dealing
right.
with a fickle, emotional creature who cannot make up her mind. And she doesn't want to be led by you.
Exactly.
She'd rather watch the media. That's where we're at.
Exactly. And number two country, Philippines. Philippines is number two.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise there. I've been there,
right.
and believe me, I tell you what, if you're a single guy, you're going to be in heaven, okay? Third place, my favorite personally, Japan. You want a good girl with
yeah.
tattoos? Number one in the world. Nobody can come close to a good, well-bred, well-heeled Japanese girl. You can't even touch them, gentlemen. I'm telling you right now. They don't play around, and we're talking like 98%. You got maybe 2% over there that are all out of whack, but that is a rarity. These people take pride in everything they do, and their women
mm-hmm.
love white boys. They love American boys. They love Latin American boys, whatever. They love a foreign North American man. They just love it. So there's
overseas guys.
There.
Yeah, that's what Scotch is saying. Overseas, you're right. We are a novelty. We are what they want.
Yeah.
In China, my friend Scotch said all the Chinese girls want to marry a white guy because the big status symbol in China and Taiwan is to have a half white, half Asian baby. It's a status symbol, like a Mercedes-Benz baby.
Exactly.
That's what they want. And so when he was over there teaching English, the women would, he had 20, 30, 40 girlfriends in the space of a year. They're all trying to hook up with you. You would never get that in America. Not today.
No. And
it's changed.
Two other countries that are super, super hot prospects, and
mm-hmm.
we're talking women that are so beautiful. And most guys never even hear of it or think of it. Hungary and Romania. I'm telling you right now, man. These girls are like very close. They look Persian almost. They have that Kardashian look, but they're not trashed out.
I like that.
Spectacular. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular.
Sexy.
And then, of course, Colombia, and you've got Mexico is a very close by. Again, they're good Catholic girls down there. They don't have this mentality like these girls do up here. They just don't. You know,
that's right. And I say, guys, if you can afford it, try to keep her in the home country too. If you can, I know that costs
yeah.
a lot of money in flights, but boy, if you have a way to work remote, which you can now with COVID, thank God.
Yes.
And now work
yes.
in her country. Stay in Romania. Don't bring her back
yes.
to Dallas or Phoenix
no.
or Denver.
No.
They're going to see the big sprawling. The problem is not so much what we have over here. It's, again, the American women are going to get to her. They're going to contaminate her mind. They're going to teach her feminism, be a ball buster. That's what we do. And they don't like the American man ever being happy, and they want to ruin your good thing. They want to ruin your marriage. And they'll laugh behind your back when she serves the American man with divorce papers. And then the American women will say, aha, I told you so. You should never marry
That's
those
it.
Foreign girls. Ha, 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 ha. knowing
That's
full
it.
Well
That's
she
it.
Was part of it. She was part of
yep.
it.
And you know what? That's
driving
a
wedge in your
people,
good relationship. You know?
Women are so inherently evil, and I'm not trying to be nasty or Eve or a dick about this, but it's just the damn truth. You know, Eve biting
they
the
are.
Apple first means a lot more than people understand. They
yes.
were tempted. The snake targeted Eve. He didn't go for Adam. Why? Think about it, people. There's more truth in that Bible than you'll
yes.
ever understand.
I've always said that. The snake, the evil
Absolutely.
One targeted Eve because it is true. It's biblical. It is international. She is the weaker of the two sexes. The snake, the
Absolutely.
Devil knew that. It's biblical. He knew he couldn't get to Adam. He knew that he knew Adam would tell him to go fuck off. But he went to the woman
That's
to
right.
get to the man. And it worked.
Yep.
It works
Absolutely.
Every time. You see this in media and politics. Don't they always target the woman consumer to get to the man to buy
yes.
something? Target the woman in
Amen.
Politics. Target her heartstrings to get to her male husband or her boyfriend. See?
Yes.
Even in the ads for all the politicians in our, you know, our coming up 2024 election, they're going to be targeting women. Why? It's to get to the men. And if they target
That's
the
it.
Men directly, the men will, you know, we will deflect that hit and we will categorize it as BS, propaganda, and move
That's
on.
Right.
And they know that.
That's right.
That's how men, that's how we deal with reality. Women will think about it, internalize it, and go, they may have a point here, and then she'll bring it up to you or me. Yeah. God, Scott,
yeah.
great talking to you, man. What are your final thoughts to the Bachelors in America tonight?
Well, I think you're going to see some pivotal years ahead, pivotal months ahead this year. And like I said, keep an eye on OnlyFans. There's getting a lot of attention. This app is getting a lot of attention, not just because I call in and you've got this program going. And there's a lot of programs, you know, flying off on YouTube now, you know, the whatever podcast. This application has legalized prostitution in every single state. Now, just let that sink in. That is a huge blow to the future of the United States in every way, shape, and form, for men, for women, and for kids. I mean, you've got kids whose moms are doing TikTok videos reporting and advertising their OnlyFans, and the kids are getting beaten up at school and made fun of because their friends like to pull their crank to their mom. I'm telling you. This is going to end up
I know.
Creating so many sparks, bro. You watch. Prediction, you watch. You're going to see it. They're going to bring it down. I'm telling you right now. Yep.
Well, you're right.
You
and can you
first.
Imagine people, our moms of their era, having an only, I can't even imagine my mom having an OnlyFans page.
Oh,
she would never do that. She would never even consider it.
Think about,
okay,
just
how far
this.
We've fallen as a nation. Unreal.
Well, just look at that hypothetical. Let's just take young Vaughn, okay? You're 12, 13 years old, 10 years old. Your mom starts doing that. By the time you're 16 or 17, are you running with the wrong crowd even more than you may have been? Were you drinking earlier? Of course you are. Are you dabbling
sure.
in drugs because you just have a I don't give a fuck at it? Of course you are. Every single bad door will open up and be presented to you if you do this with your children in the house.
That's right.
How is that? The fact that we have to outline this, but people, Vaughn, they don't care. They don't care. All they're worrying about is chasing this dirty Jew paper. They don't give a shit about anything. I just posted a video. A porn star husband is letting his girl for the first time do some scenes with another man just one-on-one. And you know
wow.
why he justified it? Because of her career. Her career needs it, and it's going to be a big boost for our bank account. You're going to need it
yep.
because you're going to get divorced, buddy. That's what you're going to need. And that's where that's going to end
he
up.
He needs the money now. They want the money.
It's
really pretty sad when America sells her soul for little green pieces of paper with dead presidents on it. Pretty sad. But it's reality.
It's pathetic.
It's America
it
in 2023. Happy July 4th, America. Right, American Scotch? This is where we're at,
exactly.
man.
Exactly. This is where we're at.
God.
Enjoy the fireworks, but I'll tell you what, we got fireworks going on every day in households all over this country. I'm telling you, it's going to be an interesting year, man. But this subject, I find myself focusing on your first Tuesday night show almost as much as I do the other four shows of the month politically. Because to me, this is our own backyard. This is what your world that you can control, and every guy listening can control this little world. And it's your dating world, you know?
That's right.
There's not a lot
anyone
can do about the European Central Bank. There's not a lot of us any can do, you know, listening to you about Ukrainian explosions near Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. But you can do something about the woman you pick or don't pick. And sometimes
that's right. That's where the men have control. And we have to reassert our control. American Scott, great call, man. As always, I appreciate you, brother. Have a great night.
Take care, buddy. Have a great fourth, buddy.
You know it. We'll talk to you on Thursday for sure. Thanks, man.
Okay, man.
American Scotch, great patriot, great call. He's right. This show is on the cutting edge, and that's why I designed it. I want a forum. These are the things that you really care about, your relationships, the chicks in your life, the women, how you grew up, what's going on behind closed doors. My dad used to have a great line. He said, son, it's a pretty neighborhood here we're driving through, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors. I never forgot that. Because you see a picturesque house, nice landscaped, manicured, pretty cars in the driveway, and a nice little yellow light or a little night light on. Lawn's manicured and beautiful. Dog is barking. You think, oh, my God, what a nice, happy family that lives in that house. Well, maybe not so. I mean, look at the carnage in America. I may ramp this show up, like I said, if we to each week as well, at least twice a month, because these are things we can't, you know, we can't control the national debt, Federal Reserve Bank, war in Ukraine, war with China. But one thing that the American man that we can control, Scotch pointed out very, very well, is that you can control who you date. You can control who you marry. You can control your personal life. And that's why I say on this show, and I reiterate every week, this is what you really care about. I know. I know a lot of you guys are going to roll your eyes. Oh, here's Vaughn again talking about, you know, getting prepared. Well, I mean everything I say. But I also know that's all we can do on the Thursday night show is get prepared. On the Tuesday show once a month, this is the 24/7 thing, where you can control who you date, and you see the carnage in our dating culture, the carnage of American women. Now, not all their fault, but a lot of it is their fault, because a lot of women willingly, like Eve, bit the apple. They willingly walked down the plank, and they jumped into the ocean off the pirate ship. They willingly love to tempt fate. Women love to tempt things. And then they wonder why they have problems. Why can't I find a nice guy? We see the videos that Scotch's talking about. All these women hit the wall. I can't find a man. A man wants to marry me. Where's all the men? Then I meet the men. They go, where's all the women? We have a female shortage in this society. It's great if you're a young guy with the big part of the funnel. You're like a pig in slop. You're happy. You got tons of chicks. When I was in Dallas, I had six girlfriends back in my 20s. I had six girlfriends, one for every day of the week. I said, you're the Wednesday girl. Oh, okay. You're the Thursday girl. And I wasn't kidding. And Sunday, I rested. That was the Lord's Day. I said, I would get up, sleep in, go to church. I would do brunch, eat whatever I wanted. I had to get my energy back after six nights of romping and having a good time. Oh, yeah. Those were the days. Me and my friends still talk about those days. Me and my old dad, my Dallas buddies who still live there. I go, what was in the water back then? In the late 80s, early 90s, Dallas was just going nuts. Women were everywhere. I'd bump into them everywhere. That's what I mean, guys. As you get older, as you get a desk job. Now, a lot of you guys, too, it's also your occupation. I always tell you guys, try to have an occupation where you meet lots of women. when you're out and about, if you do what I did, I worked for a big finance company, big bank and insurance company, you're in a cubicle. You know, and all the girls in the office are all married. They're already hooked up. There's no new women in the office. Same old every day. The money's good, and that's why I did it. The training's fantastic, and you have other fun. You get things like a 401k and health benefits you never had before. But on the female front, it's deficient. So what do? You go out on the weekends. That only works for so long when you're young. When I was a young guy, there were so many women in their 30s that were all over me. Cougars, young cougars, though. Kind of like, I went, man, it was the weirdest thing. Either the women that were cougars wanted me, or the ones that were 18 to 21 wanted me. But no women my age, because women my age were, they were already out to lunch. As you get older, it's only worse. Women your age or even a few years differential are all nut jobs. The men in this country have it a lot more going on, are a lot more realistic than the women, to be blunt. The women are off the edge. Many men are too, and I chastise them just as harshly. But there's more men with more sense. Like on this show, you'll find American Scott. He's got his mind is sound. He's thinking. I'm thinking. Me and him are always thinking about, you know, the future and what's going on. But I tell you guys the truth. They said before in the monologue, men age like fine wine, women age like sour milk. Now, if you love her and you're willing to put up with it, okay, you can deal with it. And if you love her, she's your best friend, you'll go with it. But if she's not, if she was just the first whore you married, she'll make your life a living hell. I tell guys all the time, I'll tell you a little secret. My dad told me, I love secrets. My dad said, son, you're going to find in your life if you don't get married. The older you get, guys, here's the secret. Write this down. The older you get, the less you care about having a wifey or even a girlfriend. The less you care. And that's good and bad. One, you know what you want. Your BS meter is finely tuned. You won't put up with any crap. And let's be honest, if you want to get a piece of ass once in a while, you can just buy it. Just buy it. Everything else is for sale in America, like our trade secrets. Why is it that? And I hate to say it, but it's true. You can buy, if you need sex, you can just buy it. Be discreet, but you can buy it. It's out there if you want it. Now, naturally, you want to get a girl, what I call free-range girlfriend, but they're getting harder and harder to find. You go online, these women, do they respond to you? No. Most of the good ones don't, and they don't know you from Adam. You can be the greatest guy in the world, but like I said, they don't know your heart. They don't even want to know your heart. They want to know your bank account. What do you do? What do you look like? I told you before, if you don't look like Brad Pitt to your average pig in America, if you're not 6'2", tall, dark, and handsome, with 5-10 million bucks, hit the road, Jack. Fuck off. It's true. That's how they react to you. That's how they react to you. It's how their minds are programmed. And just knowing that, it pushes out a lot of American men out of this country. You're going to get pushed out or relegated to the sidelines. Your choice. I'm telling you the harsh truth. You'll be set off to the side like a leper. Nobody wants to talk to you or date you or dance with you or whatever. You're that guy, and you can have a great career. That's why a lot of guys settle. They settle, I'm telling you. I know married guys, they've settled, and they'll tell me in confidence they did it because they were afraid of the future. They were afraid of being alone. They're not comfortable in their own skin. They thought, this is my last chance to be married and fit in. I always tell them, why do you want to fit into an effed up society? You're going to really let society, the American society, on this July 4th, 2023, dictate to you your moral standing, your high ground, your ideology. Really? With Biden, the installed president, a woke military, they're going to let these morons dictate to you. I say, think for yourself. Think for yourself, man. Don't let these morons lead you around by the nose. They're just going to lead you to financial and relationship ruin. Be happy with yourselves. Be happy in your own skin. I've always said, if you're not making it here, look elsewhere. You'll be better off. And look at those countries that American Scotch and I have mentioned. Look at Romania, Hungary. Now, I like Mexico. It's a hell of a lot closer. South America and Central America are good. But like I said, most of those countries still require a COVID shot. And on my show, we don't take the COVID shot, the B shot. Mexico does not require you to take a COVID shot. And going back to America, you are not required to take a COVID shot coming back into America from Mexico. Did you know that? Well, that's why you're on this show. We have solutions, news you can use. I did the research. I'm telling you, June 2022, almost exactly a year ago, Mexico, they have rescinded the COVID shot mandate. You do not need a COVID shot. All you need to go to Mexico is a passport. There's a lot of Americans in Mexico City. There's all kinds of places to go down there. To be blunt, they call it the puta paradise. Cigars, street tacos, fiesta. Yeah, get out of here. Get the F out of Dodge. Be good for you. Adventure. That new movie's out, Indiana Jones. Be an adventurer like Indiana Jones. Why not? Don't be a loser, because the women here will call you a born loser, right? If you don't capitulate and kowtow to them, well, you don't want that if she ain't the one. You know what I mean?
This chick's out for kicks and in for trouble with the born losers.
Just how is the mom initiated?
By getting it from everybody.
We're not coming out of orbit for 3 days.
Woo! Look at this! 600 simoleons!
These are the born losers, the sickest sickle gang that ever terrorized a town while the law stood helpless.
If only one of us had the guts to just cut them down.
I've been wanting to crack at you from the beginning.
Are you planning on fighting or talking me to death?
Mr. District Attorney, any truth to the rumors that the girls will refuse to testify?
Remember, all you need is one witness to obtain an indictment.
Born losers, and they know it.
Please, don't do that.
How about a pretty please on your knees?
On your knees?
Billy Jack, I'm going to kill you if it's the last thing I do.
Just love that. Love those 1960s movies. There's a lot. I will back up. There's a great saying called many truths spoken in jest, gentlemen. And I love the phrases back then in the 1960s, 70s, in the movies, in the films. Listen to the dialogue. I'm always picking up on the verbiage. Interesting stuff. Well, a team of voices in the chat room said this, and it bears repeating. It's a good point. He writes, the circle of fatherhood. Your grandfather worked hard to make a better life for your father. Your father had a better life and also worked hard to give their sons a better life. You had it so well, you expect life now to be easy. And you don't work hard. If you don't work hard, then your sons will have to work as hard as your grandfather because you didn't leave them a better life. Life is not fair, so get over it and take responsibility for life around you. I agree. I always tell guys, take action. I'm the action figure on the radio. I believe in action, action, action. Take action for your life. Take responsibility. We're not just talking here. I expect you guys, you great gents, to do things in the real world. That's what I do. I take my own advice. My friends will tell you, Vaughn's a man of his word. If I shake your hand, I fucking mean it. I'm going to do it. And part of my French, by the way, or my Russian, or my Ukrainian, this show uses limited profanity to get the message out there and to get it across your mind, because that's the way America is. Sometimes only a profane word will sear things into your mind. And that's why I use it. No other reason. I do believe in communication. And I do believe that people communicate and learn in different ways. Okay? Some people like the Book Smart, the Webster Dictionary, which is really not many now. Most people like it straight and fast, like this show, or indirect, whatever is your flair. But these things are true. It's a lot like my Gab posting where I said, you know, you've got the old slogan that, you know, weak men make hard times, right? Weak men. Well, right now we have weak men running America. We have hard times on the dating front. A lot of weird things. We have technology merging with a new century. We've got a lot of weird things going. We have a lot of chatter that's going on out there. The government's out to get you in many, many ways. At the same time, the women have changed. COVID spooked people. It is what it is. You have to learn to deal with it. And I highly, highly encourage you guys to start looking outside the country for a girlfriend, for a wife, but the hell with all that. Just go for the adventure. Like I told you earlier, I talk to older men. I used to love talking to them as a younger guy because I wanted their wisdom, their street wisdom. Now, most guys in my office would blow all of those old codgers. No, that's the guys I want to talk to are the old codgers, the guys that are still smoking cigars at their desk, the guys that used to be in the mob, the guys that know how to break things and get things done. I want to talk to those guys, not the guys younger than me that don't know anything. Well, I would talk to them, and I used to write down their little bits of wisdom. I used to love it. And one guy had a great line, and women are going to hate it, but it's true. He goes, when you're a young guy, a female vagina is worth the cost of a new, bright, shiny Corvette. You know that Corvette? It's up in front of the dealership. It's on the hydraulic lift, and everyone looks up its skirt. Wow, what a great undercarriage. What a great rack that car's got. Great wheels, great curves, right? Right? So you look at young girls when you're a young guy. Young women, put it that way. When you get older, he goes, the women are like a used-up Japanese rice burner to like a Datsun. They've got face damage, physical impairments. Hell, the thing doesn't even run. And he goes, you look at that woman, and you won't even give 10 cents for her. You wouldn't give 10 a dime to even have her because you don't want it. You don't want it. It's like Michael Corleone in the movie The Godfather. What did he say? Senator, I'll have my answer for you right now if you'd like. My answer to you is nothing, absolutely nothing, Senator. That's my answer. And that's how you should comport your life, is be thinking about these things. I'm telling you, it's going to save you a lot of time in the interim period.
Tu veux ou tu veux pas? Tu veux, c'est bien. Si tu veux pas, tant pis. Si tu veux pas, j'en ferai pas une maladie. Oui, mais voilà, réponds-moi non ou bien oui. C'est comme ci ou comme ça. Si tu veux, si tu veux pas. Tu veux ou tu veux pas. Toi, tu dis noir et après, tu dis blanc. C'est noir, c'est noir. Oui, mais si c'est blanc, c'est blanc. C'est noir ou blanc, mais ce n'est pas noir et blanc. C'est comme ci ou comme ça. Si tu veux ou tu veux pas.
pour moi, non? Ou bien oui, c'est comme ci ou comme ça. Ou tu veux ou tu veux.
Richard Bardot there, late 1960s tubo song, love that. Yeah, this is sort of a retro. That's how things used to be. You know, I always tell guys, they go, Vaughn, what would you do if you could change the reality of time and space continuum? Well, I have an answer for you. I want to be 15 years old at the end of World War II. In 1945 in Los Angeles, California, if I could go back in a time machine, because that would be the perfect time to be a young guy in L.A., or just say age 10. And L.A. back then was drop dead gorgeous. And I would buy up the real estate and I would live a kick ass life. In the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. That was the time to be out there. It's amazing. Well, they really damaged the Golden State, right? But we talked about real estate a bit on the last show. And I told you guys again that you got to think outside the box now. I got a lot of guys that are in the West. And me and the American Scotch are in the West, as well as the Gladiator and others. Now, the West has gone up in value, okay? You guys, you young guys, I've told you before, and take this to the bank. If your last name isn't Trump, and if you don't have $1 million, or at least $500,000, you're not going to be able to buy the home you want out west. So I got lucky. I came out here in the 90s. I bought in Arizona when they were giving this state away, literally, and I knew it in Dallas. I said, they're giving Arizona away. Now, I was from the West, and I went back out of West. And really, my goal, I always said, was to leapfrog, spend 3-5 years here and go to Orange County and move by the coast. I love the ocean. But as a young man, you got to take stock of yourself. And taking stock means being practical, being realistic. And I go, no one's giving me $1 million. Hey, Von Wien, here's $1 million. It's because you got a great guy and you got a great mind or a great heart. No one, that's never going to happen. So get that weird thought out of your head. So if you're out here and these houses now are minimum $500,000 for your basic 3-2, and they used to be $100,000, they went up $400,000 in the last 20 years. Now I'm sitting on a gold mine. I bought my compound when it was cheap. Okay. I'm in the north part of the valley by the mountains, great views, great studio we've built up. But for you younger guys, I'm telling you, and I'll tell you the truth. Yeah, look overseas, investigate that. But if you wanted to buy property, real property, look at the Midwest of the country. You're going to have to go east. See, in my era was go west, young man, go west. So I never forgot that. I went west to find fame and fortune and to get established. In a weird way, it's now go east, young man. And I've given you these states before. I'll give them to you again. For the young bachelor, you can check it out. I already checked it, you know, done the homework for you. These five states are good for real estate. And now they're not glamour spots. This isn't L.A. in 1960. These are not. These are where you can buy an acre of land, a decent big home, plenty of elbow room. You get other accoutrements, other benefits. You're in red states predominantly. you got really a better choice of women. Because those, and you want to meet a farmer's daughter. My mother was a farmer's daughter, and my dad scooped her up. I've had girlfriends here who were Wisconsin farmers. My last girlfriend was a blonde from Wisconsin, farmer's daughter. Great girl, but things didn't work out. But my point is, those things happen in life, but in that part of the country, you can get what you want. Don't spend $300,000, $400,000, or $500,000 for a Scottsdale condo and you're paying $800 a month HOA to some nut job who's just going to raise it every year and screw you over. You're already slaving away in corporate America. Afford the, unless you got minimum $200,000 to put down or a damn good, and most of you guys do not have what I call a damn good job making $150 a year. Most of you guys are struggling making $50, $60, $70 a year or $40 or $38,000, let's be honest. I know. I know where you're at. We've all been there. Everything is relative. But I'll give you these states without further ado. The most underrated state in the country, in my view, and this isn't a fancy place, but it's Oklahoma. It's a red state. It's right there. It's where the West begins. It's got very affordable housing. A young guy can still buy a house from 90 to 150 all day long. I recommend Oklahoma City or Tulsa. Big cities, they both have international airports. You've got plenty of things to do, a lot of women, and they have low crime. And you've got water, and you're going to have to put up with thunderstorms in that part of the country and tornadoes from time to time, mosquitoes, some chiggers, things I don't like, ticks. But if you manage your property right, you can minimize all of that. And they all come with basements and storm shelters for the most part anyway. Big church areas, if you're into that, a lot of concerts go through there. And you're close to New Mexico and Colorado, or even the Amarillo area if you want to see mountains. Oklahoma, low real estate taxes, affordable lodging. I told you guys before that lodging in America, you thought I was kidding you, is going to be a premium in the future. Forget all this crap about houses imploding. The real estate bubble's going to bust fun. No, it's not. No. I'll tell you why. Demand. Supply and demand. There's a big demand. Everybody wants to move out west, as I long ago predicted. I said that we are now discovered out here. We wanted to never be discovered, but we are. And now a million people are projected to move out just to my area alone in the next decade or sooner, probably sooner. Phoenix Scottsdale is going to get another million people in the state of Arizona. Utah, a million. Idaho, a million. Hard to believe, but they're all packing up and they're moving. People want to get away from D.C. as far away as they possibly can. Because I'll be honest with you, I know many realtors, and some of the people that are talking to them are saying, we think D.C. and New York is going to get nuked. And we don't want to be anywhere near that, the radiation fallout. We believe it's only a matter of time before the East Coast gets obliterated by Putin, by a terrorist bombing, a dirty bomb, what have you. And they don't want to be anywhere near that part of the country. So not to be too doom and gloom, but we'll talk more about that on Thursday. But I'll bring that up on my next show again. That's what I'm hearing. And so they want to get the hell away. They want to move to the Rocky Mountain states. So my point is, guys, Oklahoma is a good buy. And the next state is Iowa. Often overlooked, most undervalued state ever. You have more cooler temperatures. But, again, dirt cheap housing. Lots of women. You could live in Davenport or Des Moines. I'm not saying it's a garden spot, but boy, if you want a house, a real property with some elbow room, maybe 1 or 2 or 3 acres of land to grow crops, hint, hint, it's Chimay, it's great fertile farmland for you farm boys that are out there. Another state is Missouri, not St. Louis, stay away from there. I used to work myself in St. Joseph for 6 months years ago with American Family. I have a big American Family insurance and brokerage and finance operation there. And say, of all places, they built a massive complex in St. Joseph. It's a company town, but it's a nice town. And you can buy a home there for $80,000 to $150,000 all day long. A big house. Or a Victorian home. A friend of mine bought a Victorian home there for $85,000. Wood floors. I think it was like a 1905 build, but it was all replumbed and ready to go. Humongous yard for a family. And you're only an hour and a half away from Kansas City International Airport if you have to leave Dodge. Or Kansas City for retail and shopping. I'm telling you, I've researched these things. Fourth area, North Arkansas. Fayetteville, Rogers, you've got the Ozarks all up in there. North Arkansas, not south, north. It's cooler, higher elevation, and you get some snow and tons of water. Just tons of water there. It's amazing. And you've got these things that are going on. And really, though Tennessee was the rage for a while, it's kind of overrun now. My fifth state's Indiana, where I went to college at Purdue. Indiana and Iowa, but Indiana is one of the best Midwestern states. It's not as cold as Chicago, but not as hot as Tennessee or Arkansas. And tons of good schools. Indianapolis is not bad, but I recommend the suburbs north of Indy and the smaller towns in Indiana, where if you want a small town environment, you can buy a massive home still for $120, $110, $130. I'm telling you guys, the thing outside the box, go to low crime areas, low expense areas. Start your business there. We can't have everybody living in Phoenix or L.A., Seattle, Portland. I know they're glamorous to you. They're bigger cities. They're more hip and trendy. But I'm trying to get you guys to think about other things than just hip and trendy. And when you're young, it's tough. It's an uphill battle. I know because you see your friends or they're laughing at you. They're in Miami. But don't forget, they also bought a condo for $100,000 and they're never going to own it. And you can go to a new part of the country and you can buy a big tract of land, a big home for one-fourth the price and be set and pay it off in 10 years. Who's better off in the long run? You are, listening to my show. Again, I'm telling you straight, if you know you're not going to inherit $1 million, if you're a young guy and you want property, do it like that. You're better off. If you inherit money, well, then there's no issue about whatever you want, when you want. And if you are not sure about what you want to do, go expat style. If you don't have a girlfriend here, and you've looked and you tried, go overseas. Get the hell out of Dodge, advice to you. I think you'll be better off. And I think you know deep down you'll be way better off. Get a cocktail. We're not done with the show. We're going to a bit of overtime here. And we'll talk some more, I guarantee you. That's called Futura by Zilius. I put that on my website once in a while on Gab. You can always reach me on the Gab page, gab.com, for those of you in Apache Junction, Arizona. And VonWeekendShow@gmail.com. We will have a Thursday show. This is July 4th show, 2023 AD in America. I look back at the founding fathers and I look at this nation and I go, it's amazing we've come this far. But where we're at right now in this country is not a good place. If you think things are rosy, you're not really paying much attention. If you're living well, if you're doing well, that's great. Keep that going. Some of you guys have always said, you knew the guys in high school and college, right? Guys, you get out, they're into something. They're just lucky by default. They just breathe. And beautiful women fall in their arms. They get that promotion. Everyone loves them. They get the gold watch, the gold ring before the 5 years. And they get their vice president by age 25 or 30. We've all known those guys. But like I told you before on the show, they're the exception to the rule. They're not the rule. On this show, we will talk about the rule of law, the real rule of our lives. You're always going to find exceptions to the rule. Never compare yourself to the exception to the rule. I applaud them. I say, hey, more power to you, buddy. And I'm serious. I go, I like rich friends. So don't forget about us little people here on the radio show when you make your millions and billions. Don't forget about us. And if you go to Vegas, you better send me a damn plane ticket and buy my room, food, and beverage, and a few ladies for the week. How about those apples? You don't want poor friends all the time. Get some rich friends. I have some rich friends, and they're very down to earth. But I know a guy in Dallas that's worth $5 to $10 million. I know another guy in Austin worth a few million. They're old friends of mine. I know some guys down here that do well. I know a lot of people that don't do well, and that's okay too. Everyone, every real man, made man, never forget this, brings something to the table, something the rich men don't have, because they can't buy everything. They can't buy courage. They can't buy bravery. They can't buy loyalty, though they think they can. Having lots of money in America will be a paradise to you. I will repeat that. If you have a lot of money in America, this is going to be your oyster. It's going to be paradise to you guys. I always say to inherit a few million dollars as a young man here, you're going to have a ball. You're going to have the time of your life. But most guys like myself, nobody ever gave me a couple million dollars. No one banged on my door. Hey, Vaughn, here's $1 million. I came up from the streets. I was well-educated at Purdue. Military brat, military family, and raised in California and Vegas and around the country. And after college, went to Dallas. Wasn't from there, just went there because it was tons of opportunity in Dallas. Best move I could have made. Dallas was booming when I went there. Came out west, Arizona, California, my old stomping grounds, I know well. But California went through the roof on real estate, you know. But what I'm trying to get to you guys is that no matter what station you're at in life, you've got something that somebody wants. God gave you something. Your mission in life, if you choose to accept it, is to find it, hone it, and make it your million, okay? And a lot of us are going to be making a paycheck for the rest of our life, and that's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Find women that are happy with you. Don't go for women that are out of your league. I know it's hard for you guys to stomach. You go, well, I deserve that. I know. We've all been there. But if you go for women that are out of your league and you know it, the problem is she's going to make so many demands on you. She's going to deplete your resources, and you're going to end up broke. She's going to use you like a cheap whore and leave you broke after all your money is gone. Remember what I told you earlier in the show. If you piece the puzzle together, which I have, the Mexicans say, no money, no honey, senor. Senor Vaughn. That's how it goes. I go, I agree with you, my muchacho friend. Yeah, and by the way, I want dos cervezas, por favor. Gracias, amigo. Mucho gusto. Yeah, I know some Spanish. You need to in the Southwest. Survival. It also helps you to talk to the Mexican ladies, if you know what I mean. Well, always a good show. This is like my favorite show to do. A lot of this stuff comes off the top of my head, guys. I got some ways to jot down some notes for the show, but these shows are just from the heart, from the mind. I'm imparting to you. And if you don't take it and run with it, I can always say, God, I tried. I even launched a radio show for the men of America to listen to on my dime to help out my fellow brethren in need. I know a lot of you guys, men suffer in silence, women commiserate like a bunch of hens squawking. Squawk, 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 squawk. Well, he did this, squawk, squawk, squawk. And then he did this, squawk, squawk, squawk. Right? And a lot of you guys are, you are tired of being run over by Mack trucks, but you suffer in silence. But I'm telling you, it's okay. You know, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps. That is cliche, but it is true. And start thinking about the things that we're talking about on this show. A lot of you guys, you reach me, you're trying to buy real estate, or you're thinking about going overseas, or you tell me there's no women in my town, or you tell me I got to move out of my town, and I'm giving you lots of advice on this show and the Thursday show. We talk about real estate, moving, relocation, politics, and money and how it affects you, and you need some concepts in your mind, but what you do with it is up to you. Because I can tell you one thing. I know me and Gladiator and Gunslinger and American Scotch and all the rest who call in, we're thinking along these lines. I'm going to make my life better every step of the way. There's no other way. I'm going to continue to try and better my life in all kinds of categories and make it stronger and more powerful, more palatable to me. And if you make your life more powerful, you're going to be a lot happier as a man. Don't kowtow to every woman. If you select one that you want to be with, that's on your dime. But getting back to that here briefly, as we round out the show, I'm going to give you some more ideas. I am really, in the final essence, I'm an idea man. I am. Women controlling the thermostat. Okay. Now I'll back off from that statement. When I drive up to my compound here in the hills of Arizona, I tell guys all the time, I love walking into my compound, my home, my fortified castle, because I know there's not a bitch inside that's going to yell at me or tell me what to do. Just me and my two dogs and my gun collection and my battle axe and my accoutrements and my studio that I built, things of that nature. There's no woman controlling the thermostat. I can put it on hot or cold. I've got no honey-do list for the weekend. The yelling and noise pollution inside your home and inside your car, have you guys ever monitored that? For a lot of you guys, is any place safe? A man just wants some damn peace and quiet once in a while, right? Well, if you make a legal contract with a fickle American emotional woman, I'll tell you right now, it's a terrible business decision. She's a terrible business partner in most cases, not all. Remember, there are exceptions to every rule, including that. There's very few solid women left in America. Most marriages end in divorce. That's a fact. If you don't get married, just never forget this. Every room in the house is yours, gents. Every closet is yours to fill up. Every inch of the garage for your man cave and your toys is yours. Every square inch of your refrigerator is yours to put in your imported beer, because you don't want to drink that Bud Light crap, right? Every inch of your home is part of your own unique Playboy mansion. You can bring over the girlfriend du jour once in a while to wine and diner. Just think about the potential. And who knows? You may find the right one. I hope you do. I really, really do. But marriage, I can tell a lot of guys, it's a young man's game. It just is. If middle-aged guys get married, they normally do it because they're lonely and they want a wifey and they want to fit into their neighborhood. And let's face it, in America, if you're a bachelor, you're like Jack Nicholson. When you're older, you're kind of like a pariah, which can be a very cool thing. But remember, in America, if you have lots of money, you're called eccentric. If you're poor, they call you crazy. Never forget that. Or a psychopath. Or a predator. But if you're rich, oh, you're the eccentric millionaire. Be the eccentric millionaire is my best advice. And you got to ask yourself always, what's in it for you? Seriously. Think about this. After age 40, if there are no kids involved, or she does not want to have kids, what is the point of getting married at all? Why? Just so an attorney and society at large can carve up your hard-earned estate and live off the spoils of your hard work and sacrifice for decades? Really, America? This is the compact they have with you. This is what they want you to do. You get it from all walks of life. I know you do. They want to force you into a marriage. Browbeat you. Does your family turn their back on you because you're not married? Do you have a brother or a sister who looks down on you, even though their marriages have failed, but you're not married and they don't like it because you never took the plunge? They're really envious of you if truth were known, but they're stuck if they want to lord it over you. Like, I made it, I'm married, and you're not. So what's your problem? Why aren't you stepping up to the plate, yada, yada? All that crap. It's crap that they give you. I'm telling you. Stick to your guns, gentlemen. Like they said in 1776, stick to your guns, soldier. And wait till you see the whites of their eyes before you open fire. We fought a revolution for freedom and liberty. Revolution. Don't forget that. And look where we're at today. It is amazing to me when I look at the 4th of July in America and I see where we're at and what's gone down, and the State of the Union today is dismal. Just dismal. So start thinking positive about your life. Make those changes. Do your homework. Stay out of credit card debt so you can fly out of here if you need to. If you want to buy a property, I told you, now it's go east, young man. Go east. Or go to the Midwest. That's where you'll find the value and the women and the slower, quieter pace of life. Not the hectic, crazy cities. That, by the way, if anything goes down in this country, they're going to have some massive, massive problems. Well, it's a crying shame what's happened to this nation. We wish you well. We prepare on all fronts. Thank you so much for being here for the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. So the great radio show. It's my favorite, our fun show of the entire month. We'll air it again in August, I guarantee it. So have a great night, America. We'll talk to you again soon. We're signing off from our studio here in northern Arizona, north of Phoenix. Have a great night. God bless you all. And God save the Bachelor King.